Chapter 64. In less than 10 minutes, Hammett was back at the top of the stairwell, peering across the stern deck. The shooting had long since ceased, and Hammett did not see any of the Janissaries about, giving him an uneasy feeling. Beyond the stern rail, he spotted the shadow of a small boat angling away from the tanker, which he rightly suspected was the target of the gunfire. Stepping quickly, he made his way across the rear wall of the superstructure to the port side deck. Peering around the corner, he was relieved to find it empty. A pair of ropes tied to the rail and dangling over the side gave him hope that the crew had already escaped. But his heart sank when he spotted the inflatable life raft still secured in its rack alongside the bulkhead. He cautiously moved closer, peering over the side to see if anyone was hanging from the ropes, but saw only empty water below. The shot rang out before he felt it, a single clap from a nearby pistol. A trickle of blood ran warm down his leg before a burning ache pulsated in his upper thigh. The leg quickly turned wobbly, and he fell to his other knee as a figure emerged from the bulkhead shadows. Maria walked calmly over, keeping her pistol leveled at Hammett's chest as she drew closer.
"A bit late to be out for a stroll, Captain," she said coldly. "Perhaps you best join your comrades."
Hammett stared at her with disappointment in his eyes.
"Why do this?" he cried.
She ignored the query as a pair of Janissaries ran up, alerted by the gunshot. At her orders, they grabbed Hammett and dragged him across the deck, depositing him in the ship's mess. There he found his forlorn crew, seated on the floor with long faces, a guard pacing back and forth with his rifle at the ready. The Janissaries roughly dumped the captain on the floor, then took up positions on either side of the door. The Dayan's executive officer rushed over to help Hammett to a seated position while a crew medic attended to the leg wound.
"I was hoping not to find you here," Hammett said, wincing.
"Sorry, Captain. Those men at the stern stopped shooting just as we tossed our lines over the side. We were spotted before we even had a chance to deploy the inflatable."
Though the bleeding from his leg wound had been halted, Hammett could sense his body going into shock. He took several deep breaths, trying to relax.
"Any luck at your end?" the exec asked.
The captain looked down at his wounded leg, then forced a pained nod.
"I suppose you could say so," he replied, his eyes turning glassy as his voice wavered. "One way or another, I believe our voyage is about near its end."